This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I got to start today off with something that happened this morning. And maybe I'm the idiot. I mean,
yeah, you sure are, kid.
So I come in today. We have the where Odyssey Buffalo is located is Corporate Parkway. It's a big building. It's off Maple, and we have it's a complex, right? So you walk in, and when you walk up to inside our building, there's a bunch of different offices. There's a doctor's office and a dentist office and I think a law firm and whatever. And we're up on the second floor. But it's a big complex. And this one building that we're in, you have restrooms on the first floor and on the second floor, as you know, Josh, right? So sometimes I drive in, I'm having my coffee, I get here, I use the restroom before I even come into the where the studios are. You got to walk into a separate door to get to all of the studios where you have WGR, Kiss 98.5, and WBEN, and we're all right here. So a lot of times I'll just go in and use the restroom and then come out upstairs. So today, I walk into the restroom, and I see, I'll say, a higher-up ranking employee of Odyssey brushing his teeth in the bathroom. I just laughed because you just gave me the look that I gave, which is like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, that's kind of odd, right? It's not something you see every day, right? Am I right, wrong about this? I need your help on this for a second.
I don't think that's something that's very normal at all.
Right, so I see a higher up ranking employee. This is the 9:30 in the morning, brushing his teeth inside one of the sinks. There's like four sinks, as you know, right? I'm like, oh, hey. I said, how are you? Good. I said, do you do this often? Like, brush your teeth here? He goes, yeah. What am I going to do? Walk around with coffee breath all day? And I thought to myself, okay, number one, how many people do something like this? Is this normal behavior for people at an office? Because I do not normally see this. And then, the second question after that comment to me, I got to was, maybe I'm the one that should be brushing his teeth. I just had a cup of coffee, two of them actually, before I came here.
I was just going to say, it's not that crazy of a reason, actually.
Right?
Because I sit here, and I'm drinking coffee all morning, too. And then when people come in to talk to me, at, you know, like this time or like later, I'm like, oh, man, I hope I don't have coffee breath. Because sometimes I can tell.
Yes.
Right? But like there's ways you can do it without having to brush your teeth, though. If you mix in water, like sip of coffee, sip of water, that helps. Actually, I asked my dentist about that one. They said it helps. So that's dentist approved right there. But that's not a bad idea, actually. It's a little weird to be doing it in the bathroom, maybe. Like, maybe you could just have a bottle of water and do it at your desk or something. But.
Well, where are you going to have to drink it then? Don't you, if you're going to do that, aren't you going to spit the water out?
You just get a garbage. I don't know.
There is a bistro here. There is a sink. You can do that, but that's kind of the sink where people actually use to wash dishes and plates and stuff like that, right?
Would it be grosser to do it at your desk and just have to you know, rinse your mouth and spit in the garbage? Or would it be grosser in the work bathroom?
I think you go to the bathroom inside the office complex is probably, if you're going to do it, you do it.
Yeah, I guess.
I just had not seen someone do that. And now I'm thinking maybe I'm the one who should be doing that when I get here in the morning. Oh, and I don't know. What do you think? Am I off here?
No.
I thought it was weird.
I would definitely say that I think it's a little out of the ordinary.
If you walked in and saw that, what would be your reaction? You walk in, you see one of your, let's say a manager here of some sort,
right.
Okay, brushing his teeth in the sink of the office complex bathroom. What is your reaction?
If I'm being completely honest with you and everyone listening right now, I would plow right through that and not say a word to anybody.
Even if you had a good relationship with the person? You just kind of would... I know this person very well. Like, we're friends.
I think, I'd have to be pretty comfy. Like, if I saw Jeremy doing this in the morning, like, I come in and I go...
Okay, that's a great example.
Right.
And you walk in.
I walk into the bathroom. It's.
Do you just kind of don't say anything to him?
I, you know what would probably happen? I would probably not say anything. And then later in the day, I would go, I can't wrap my mind around this. And I would not be able to sleep at night until I asked whoever I saw, like, what's going on?
Is this new? So my first inclination was he got here late.
Right.
He was in a hurry. He had a meeting. So he got here, going to see, he's going to be in a meeting of some sort.
Right.
So he needed to brush his teeth.
Yeah.
That was kind of my first inclination. But I'm like, hey, you do this a lot.
Right, yeah.
And he goes, what am I going to do? Walk around with coffee breath all day? And I thought, well, that means you probably do this a lot after you have coffee. Yeah. Because he said yes.
That also means that this person has an office toothbrush and a home toothbrush.
Right.
Because there's no way you're bringing remembering to pack your toothbrush every morning. I sometimes almost forget my coffee.
Well, I mean, you know, that is true. If you,
but if
you could very well. If you have an office here, you might have toiletries here.
Oh, like in... Here we go. In the pencil cup, you have your toothbrush in there.
Oh, man.
Yes or no?
I don't even want to go there.
One of those little covers on it.
I will tell you, there are many times in my life I'm driving and thinking, I wish I had my toothbrush with me. Like, I feel like I need to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't drink coffee, so that, I think, definitely alleviates me from this specific situation. But there are definitely times where I'm like, I could use a portable toothbrush in the back pocket right now.
All right, so we got to get to John here, who's going to share a story with us. And I don't even know where this is going to go. John, go ahead. I know you've called before. You've worked in the media, so this doesn't surprise me what you're about to say. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, I can tell you that I have brushed my teeth at every single NFL stadium, probably 90% of the indoor arenas with the NHL or NBA teams. In fact, when I worked the Sabres games on the home broadcast, I have often been caught by Marty Baron brushing my teeth in one of the upper floor.
Wow! Is it to the point now where Marty just kind of, hey, how you doing, John? Or does he say something or anything like that?
Well, I think he just gives me a kind of side-eye strange look.
Right.
If he sees me. But, I carry, and also every major airport I have brushed my teeth in as well.
Okay. See, the airport thing is not uncommon. Like, if you're traveling and you carry your toiletries in your bag maybe with you because you get to an airport and you're like, okay, I'm a little sweaty or whatever's happening, my breath, I gotta kind of take care of myself before I get to the next flight. I totally get that. I've changed in airport bathrooms or many other bathrooms, obviously. I've actually shaved in an airport bathroom before, right? I mean, like, I've had to do that, too.
I have, too.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. All right. All right, what about this? We got AJ in Orchard Park is going to chime in on this. Hi, AJ, go ahead. You're on WGR.
Oh, man, I've had a manager tell me when I first started in sales, the difference between getting a sale and not is bad breath. So every time the dentist every 6 months gives me one of those packages with floss,
yep,
toothbrush, I keep that. That's in my office, in my car. I've got those little Crest one-use toothbrushes, and I keep a razor on hand in my car in case I miss the spot shaving on my head or my face.
You know, what's funny is I'm 52, and I've always said I should have a toothbrush or I should have a razor, and I don't do that. There has to be something where I should be basically having that on hand. I got to put that in the console, and I don't have that, and you're right. I think about it, and I never actually go back and do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good thing. I mean, it's definitely helped out. I drink 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day. And you know, your breath takes a beating, especially after lunch. So,
yeah.
That's a power move, especially if you're going to be talking to people face-to-face.
Well, how about this, AJ? For me, especially, like, sometimes I got to, like, maybe impromptu go on TV, right? I mean, people are like, hey, something happened, and you're like, all of a sudden, I'm with Josh Reed of Channel 4, and he's like, we're going to talk about the Bills. Can you come on with me? I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like, it could happen, right? You're at the stadium. So you're right about that. Like, that's something I should think about in my life a little bit more maybe than I do. Okay, you can get connected with us. You never know where discussions are going to take us, and this is a discussion that we didn't know was going to take us at 803-0550, but also at Sal Sports. I have some interesting tweets about this. Thank you. Getting connected with our fans is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Chris says, I have clear aligners, so I have to brush my teeth after every time I eat, but I put them back in, so I brush my teeth at work twice a day. Kyle says, the whole conversation reminds him of Family Guy episode. I had no, or song, I guess. Okay, I didn't know this. Chris says, disgusting and gross to brush your teeth at work. Go chew some gum. Not the spot to do it. I don't know, Chris. A lot of people are disagreeing with you, to be quite honest with you. Tony, with an I, says, I drink coffee in the office every day, then brush my teeth. He has a travel toothbrush. Not unusual to see a coworker brushing teeth. It is. No, he says it's funny listening how traumatic this is. It's not traumatic, Tony. It's not traumatic, all right? But it is definitely something I did not expect to see and was wondering, like, if this is normal behavior because I didn't see, have not seen this before, but thank you. Dawn, I work in the Rath building downtown. The ladies brush their teeth and even water pick in the ladies' room. Okay. And then we have Cruz says, my recommendation to folks is to be cautious a brushing right after consuming certain beverages. Okay, well, I think that he is a dentist. Yes, I'm looking at his profile here. Thank you. Okay. The other day, I got an email. Not an email. I got a letter. Actually, it wasn't the other day. A couple of months ago, got a letter from someone. A lot of times I get letters like this. I don't respond, but I read them, and I'm like, okay. I get hate mail, get love you mail, all that kind of stuff. It's okay. People have no right to kind of do that. But this particular one did say that, you know, you should, you know, people always tell us what we should talk about. Talk about this, talk about that. I want to hear more about baseball, basketball, college sports, all that kind of stuff. And then one of the comments from the letter basically said, you guys have way too many mundane, stupid, boring conversations about things that have nothing to do with sports. And my response was exactly this, which is, sometimes those conversations actually carry us way more than we thought they would because people are listening going, oh yeah, I can totally relate to that. So there you go. That's the brushing teeth conversation. We just had it. We're not having a whole show on it, but it took us 13 minutes and you can still chime in. 803-0550, the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you today. We are going to have Paul Hamilton at 10:30 today. Join us here to talk a little bit about the Sabres' move yesterday of hiring Eric Staal. The apparent non-move with Kevin Adams. He's going to be retained as general manager. It appears that is the case. And then, you know, have Eric Staal kind of join him. Is there going to be somebody else joining him in the front office? We'll see about that. The Seth Appert report. He'll have more of a say maybe in scouting, hockey operations. So all of this we'll get with Paul Hamilton coming up at 10:30 and the NHL playoffs. At 11 o'clock, Ryan Green is going to join me. Ryan is great. Down in Jacksonville, radio host. He's been on before. Hacker. He's got a radio show. I think it's Hacker After Dark. Is that what it is? But either way, yes. He's terrific. And he's in Jacksonville. So he's going to kind of fill in some of the gaps of the Gabe Davis situation. I've been on with Ryan quite a bit. He's been on here, and I will say that, like, if you wanted to kind of know where things went with Gabe, why he's out there now, Ryan would be the guy to kind of help steer you there. So we're going to have him on at 11 a.m. today. I feel bad. He said he's in Disney World with his wife and kid, but he's like, dude, I'll do it, though. I felt really bad. So He offered. He said he would do it. I said, I don't want to have you come on here if you're at Disney World with your kid and all that. No, no, I want to come on with you on WGR. All right. So Ryan Hacker's going to join us at 11 a.m. We're going to talk about Gabe Davis. I want to talk about that with you at 803-0550. What do you think? Yay or nay? I mean, simple as that. I have to be honest with you. I have seen a lot of probably way more than expected pushback on any idea of Gabe Davis rejoining the Bills from Bills fans. Yes, I knew that that would happen. There would be some of that. There's also going to be people going, hell yeah, bring him back. There were much fewer hell yeah, bring him backs than were, oh no, don't want any part of that. A lot more of that. And maybe it's just the unsilent minority that I read on social media that's like that. But I am very curious what you think and why. Make your case either way. So I'd like to do that here for the next 10 minutes or so before we get Paul Hamilton on. All right? Give me a call. I want you to make your case, yay or nay, if the Bills should be interested in bringing Gabe Davis back. It does not mean it would happen even if they are interested. It would not mean it would happen even if he's interested. The money's got to be right. I know there's offset language. There's a lot of things to balance here. It's not the part of it. You could say if it's cheap deal. Let's just say it is. Cheap deal. You don't have to worry about it. Not going to cost that much in the salary cap. Yay or nay, make your case. Should the Bills be interested in re-signing Gabe Davis and bringing him back to a wide receiver room that includes Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, Joshua Palmer, Curtis Samuel, Elijah Moore, and of course, Tyrell Shavers, Laviska Shenault, Jalen Virgil, KJ Hamler, newly drafted Caden Prather. What do you say? I was surprised at the pushback. The aggressive pushback from so many about it. And you could tell me why that is. I respect and understand the point of, hey, we moved on, wasn't worth it with the money he got, and I agree with that at the time. Where's he going to fit right now? Totally get that. I also understand the other side, which is, what could it hurt? Like, you're elevating the room, bringing in someone they know, competition, right? All of that. I think there's you sign a guy like that, I don't know what the downside is. But I certainly respect and understand people who feel that the Bills don't need that. This is not Justin Jefferson becoming available, with all due respect, right? That's not the case. This is a guy that probably fits in as your third or fourth wide receiver at this point. But is that worth it to you? And maybe you think, no, he's not even that, Sal. He'd be number 5 or 6. 803-0550. Give me your case, yay or nay, if the Bills should be interested in reuniting with Gabe Davis. We'll have Ryan Hacker on at 11 a.m. from down in Jacksonville. He'll tell us a little bit more about why things are where they are with Gabe Davis, or got to where they got with Gabe Davis. And a little bit on the Jags offseason, which has been very eventful, actually. Lots of changes in their front office, head coach, draft, Travis Hunter, the trade they made with the Browns. They have this release here, Gabe Davis, all of that. That's Ryan Hacker. 10:30 coming up soon. Paul Hamilton, your phone calls first. Jeff in Buffalo is going to start us off. Hi, Jeff. You're on WGR. What do you think?
Hey, I see. I'm a nay, and let me give you a little bit of my what I feel about it. You know, when he was here in the last, couple seasons, we were like, got to get Gabe Davis the ball, got to give him the ball. They even tried moving him inside. The take in the NFL, I do a little bit of research. Great blocker, not much separation. Low out physical, he's a physical guy, will get you, some touchdowns that way. But my other take on it is, you see this team, the way they draft it, and especially on, defensive line, they want to get younger and, move past that. And that's the way I feel about the wide receiver room. not so much that he's an older dude, but he's been here. You tried your, you know, your crack with him. And, yeah, he got you some really good touchdowns, again, being physical and fighting for the ball. But I'd really like to see a little bit more speed, and I think that's what the Bills are trying to do in that room, is get a little bit more speed on the outside. And you always got Keon Coleman to sort of hopefully replace Davis in that physical role. But, yeah, I just see it.
Right.
One more thing.
Yeah.
As far as that defensive line goes, you know, and them drafting, you know, them big boys up front, I see Daquan Jones like, you know, what's the ramifications of letting him go?
Let me look that up for you. I had that earlier. I've looked it up earlier before, I should say, but let me just do that for you while you're on right now. Hold on. I'll go to Over the Cap. You got SpotTrack, Over the Cap. They both do a great job of this. If they were to release him right now, post June 1, they would save $5.5 million, but they would take a $3.9 million dead cap. So it's not out of the realm to do something like that. You'd eat close to $4 million, which you wouldn't love, but you would save $5.5 million on the cap.
Right, and plus you got those rookies to
yep.
start, hopefully.
Yeah, I think more than anything for me, Jeff, for Daquan, it is the money. That's always matters. It's do you have someone capable enough to do that job? Because you could say they drafted these guys, but are they ready to play that role? You know what I mean? That would be it for me.
But is he really like, I mean, I don't get me wrong. He's had a couple of good seasons, especially when I first got here. But with that run defense, and he's in there, and he's not, you know.
Again, but what's your alternative? What's your alternative?
You would hope that maybe this Deion guy can plug some holes, or they can play three technique across the board in there. You know,
correct, Jeff, but you just said it the word. You hope. You don't know that. That's the issue I'm having. Like, I think more than anything, it's a football decision at this point. I know, Jeff.
Really
I know. I get it. You understand what I'm saying, though? You can't just say, well, hey, we hope these guys are good. You got to make sure they are before you do that.
Right. Well,
you know what
that's
I mean?
Just a thought I had, and
yep.
You know, if it happens this summer, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I wouldn't either, Jeff. Thanks a lot for the phone call. I'm totally with you, but I don't think you just do it you just can't do it in a vacuum. I think you got to have these guys show that they can play the one technique. Butch on the east side, what do you think, Butch?
My brother, how you doing, man?
Good, buddy.
I love WGR, and to the fans who listen and watch, I definitely love you. My brother, I'm going to get right to it. Number one is, let me tell you something. To me personally, this is me, Sal, talking to you. To me personally, it's an embarrassment and it's disrespectful to even be speaking about another wide receiver on this team. Brandon Bean has done enough for this season filling that wide receiver. Secondly, Gabe Davis is trash. That's one. He had one big game in a playoff when he had 200-something yards where we could have went to the Super Bowl in 13 seconds we lost the game. That was it. That's his highlight of his whole entire career. Before he left, he was lazy. He wasn't really fighting. He was injured. I'm giving respect on that. But see, sometimes you can smell yourself so well that you think you're so good that you disrespect who paid you, who fed you, who nurtured you. And you go somewhere else and you won't even stay there a year. And they figure you out like you figure them out. And they really understand talent. You don't have it. You're done. My thing is, I find it. I just spoke about this with Steve and Brownie the other day. I said, please, fans, please, guys. Brandon Bean has done enough feeding this refrigerator with wide receivers. We don't want to speak about that. We got two free agents, undrafted, Mississippi Baylor. We got a guy we drafted from Maryland. We got two guys we signed, one from the Chargers, one from the Browns. We already got receivers that we already have in staff. We already had a guy named Terrell Shavers. We already got tight ends that's worthy. To me, personally, Sal, to me, it is totally, totally disrespectful to the organization to even bring this up in the first place. Secondly, and I don't want to sound redundant, but he's trash.
All right.
He's done.
All right. I love you, man. I don't agree with you.
Caller,
he's not trash.
Last thing,
yeah, you got it.
To the last caller, my friend, let me just say this to you. Daquan Jones is going to be so motivated based off, again, what Brandon has done already, bringing other D linemen in, that I can see him playing better than he's ever have, plugging these holes, filling those gaps, while these guys got to sit out five games. I love you, my brother. Kiss the queen. Give my nephew a high five. And I love you. I don't mean to sound so urgent.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm going to tell you this, Butch. I love you too, buddy, but I totally disagree. I don't think Gabe Davis is trash at all. He might not be an all-pro wide receiver. He's had four consecutive seasons, all with the Bills, in the top 10 of yards per reception in this league. He is the number two wide receiver ever in this organization as far as touchdown catches in the postseason. I don't think that translates to trash. I don't think it's disrespectful at all to add talent to a room, but you don't think it's talent. It is not disrespectful to have more competition anywhere across the board. That said, good call. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, as always. Matt in Hamburg. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad I got to come on here right after that call. I was listening to Butch, and I mean, I love listening to Butch. He calls a lot, but I was with him. I was like, yeah. I was like, Bean has done enough at wide receiver. And then he said Gabe Davis is trash. And I was originally calling to just say, hey, you know what? We might be good at receiver for this year, but if they brought Davis back, I think the reason he might not have looked as great in Buffalo for a while, I think it's just because of the way we used him. Mm-hmm. You just keep putting him on the outside. He's not that fast. He couldn't separate as well. But if you remember in the last season he was with us, we played, I think it was against the Jets, and they started using him underneath and over the middle. And while I know we're pretty short up at the slot position, he was awesome when they did that. He was productive. I think he had like team high in catches that game. It was like 9 or 10 catches that game alone. I don't know. If we were to bring him back, I would just be hopeful that we didn't just put him on the outside and run him on fly routes again. That's all I got.
All right, but I got you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Real quick, let's get to James in New Jersey so he doesn't have to wait through Paul Hamilton. Go ahead, James.
Hey, Sal. Great show.
Thanks.
I'm not sold on it, but I think he'd make a good Mac Hollins replacement. Mm-hmm. Good blocker, limited touches, and he's got the familiarity with Josh. So, I mean, if it's cheap, one-year deal, why not?
Yeah, what's funny?
I have one question.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. Yeah, go ahead.
So a lot of speculation on the schedule.
Yeah.
I never hear anybody speculating the Bills to Madrid against the Dolphins. It's always either London or Ireland. Is Madrid not an option for the Bills?
I have to look. No, I mean, I think the reason would be I can't imagine they would put a division game there, but you're right. Let me look into the rules, but I think technically it would be open. Generally don't do that with division games, but you're right. Let me look and see, but thanks, James. I appreciate that. I'll take a look at that just to see why we're not maybe giving a little more space to that. You know what I mean?
That'd be a great takeover Spain trip for Bills.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a divisional game there. I don't know if they would do something like that. The Dolphins, you know, the NFL and the Dolphins. But then again, Bills do take over South Florida, and maybe they say, put the Bills in Spain instead of in Miami so we don't have as many Bills fans take over our stadium. Maybe they say that, right, James? I get you, buddy. Thank you.
If they do it, I'm booking it.
All right, you got it. I'm going to take a look into that. Paul Hamilton on the way next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. By the way, great calls, and it is a great example. What we just had of exactly what I said earlier. Very polarizing player, very polarizing topic. You have some people very aggressive about not wanting Gabe Davis back, and then you have others going, what are you talking about? He can help. Love it. We'll get Paul Hamilton next, and then Ryan Hacker from Jacksonville on Gabe Davis and the Jags at 11 a.m. on WGR.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college. It's the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right, Paul Hamilton up next here on the Wester Hotline. Sabres made an official announcement yesterday that Eric Staal has been hired as a special assistant to the general manager. As you and I talked about, Paul, earlier this week, it's not like they're going to announce that Kevin Adams has been retained. You just kind of keep going, and that's what it appears here, right? So can we basically safely assume now that Kevin Adams will remain the general manager of the Buffalo Sabres through the into next season?
Yeah. Between being there for the when they were talking about the lottery and this, and absolutely he'll be back. And he's going into the last year of his contract, so okay. We'll see, you know, where this takes him.
All right, so what will Eric Staal's role be? On a day-to-day basis, what have you learned or can figure out about what Eric Staal will actually be doing as a member of the Buffalo Sabres organization.
Well, he didn't really know when he was on with Brian Duff and Marty yesterday. He basically said, you know, he's going to be here this week for meetings he'll do whatever they ask him to do. And he basically said he's here to learn, you know, learn the ins and outs of the front office and the hockey department and what to do. And it could be anything. And he said he'll do whatever Kevin Adams, you know, asks him to do. It's almost like sounds like an intern, you know,
yeah.
The way he's talking that. And that's not uncommon in this league. You know, I was saying earlier, it reminded me kind of Danny Briere with the Flyers,
mm-hmm.
you know, where he just, you know, came aboard, started learning the ropes. And next thing you know, he was a general manager in the American Hockey League. And then from there, he became a general manager of the Philadelphia Flyers and just, you know, learned on the fly. And there have been other NHL veterans who have done that around the league too that have been hired. And you know, Eric Staal, of course, has had a lot of experience in the National Hockey League with 18 years. He won a Stanley Cup. He's won a gold medal. He's very well respected around the league. And I remember even the little time he was here, and I was reminded yesterday because I had forgotten, I never met him when he was here because that was during COVID, mm-hmm. and the only time we talked to him was by Zoom. We weren't at the arena. We weren't allowed there to cover or have interaction with players other than by Zoom. So I never actually met the man while he was here for a short time as a player.
It's not uncommon in any walk of life, especially sports. And I made this point yesterday for anybody who's upset about it, I mean, who cares? I mean, you could be upset that they don't do more. That's fine. But bringing Eric Staal into an organization is not uncommon. And I'm going to give you another example. Dan Morgan, right? Dan Morgan was a great linebacker. After his playing career, he was hired as a scout by the Seattle Seahawks. He's now the general manager of the Carolina Panthers, right? I mean, like, this stuff happens sometimes. And if you have a relationship with somebody who wants to bring you aboard, the question is, from a day-to-day operation, my vision is, and here's the way I've interpreted it, just kind of looking at it, is this something, given what Kevin Adams said about palm trees and getting players to come here, getting a guy like Eric Staal, who has a lot of success in this league, could you see a role where he's going to be maybe the guy that talks to people around the league to tell them, hey, Buffalo's a good place to go. Trust me, I'm just about like you guys. I've been around this league, and I will tell you, this is fine, and you can come here, and you can be a part of something good. Could that be maybe what his role is?
Well, remember when Zucker re-signed, that was one of the things he said, that it's not as bad as people think it is. He goes, Buffalo isn't looked at the way some people think they are looked at around the league. So, it certainly can help in that sense that a guy like Eric Staal would come here and do that. And remember, too, Anderson was hired as a scout last year. Nobody raised an eyebrow about that. I mean, he didn't have any experience as a scout or anything like that. And you saw him around Buffalo every now and then. He'd come in and talk to the goaltenders and because they had a lot of respect for him when he played here. But he went right from his career into scouting. Ryan Miller did a little scouting, you know, right away, you know, coming in for Mike Greer. It's not uncommon for a player to come right out of playing days and do something like that. Now, you know, this is fine. I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a great thing. I think it's fine for what it is. He's a special mm-hmm. assistant to the GM. It just can't be the only move,
right?
You know, for the hockey department, and I don't think it is.
Okay,
you
well, know, let's go on that, because Elliot Friedman also reported yesterday that he has heard the Sabres are going to add or looking to add a senior advisor to work with Kevin Adams, somebody who has maybe been in a GM chair before, or in a big chair, is the way he put it, somebody who's been higher up, but he would still report to Kevin Adams. Is that the type of move that you think could move the needle a little bit and help Kevin Adams, or is that still falling short?
No, that's the type of move that they need. They need somebody with some experience like that and some GM experience to be able to bounce off. And So, you know, that might be one of the reasons why it's, you know, I keep hearing too that, you know, Karmanos might not be back, you know, as, you know, assistant to the general manager and the GM of the Amerks. Unlike Danny Briere, when I was talking about him, who, when he became GM of the AHL team, lived there. Karmanos doesn't, and he does a lot of things remotely, and maybe they want somebody more hands-on. And let's face it, it's not working. It's working in Rochester, I will say that. Rochester has done very well, but as far as advising Kevin Adams and, you know, what's happening, the way they're doing it isn't working. I think there's too much agreement. I don't think a lot of people challenge Kevin Adams because I think a lot of people on this in the hockey department don't have the experience to challenge. They don't know any better. They don't know that Kevin Adams, this decision maybe isn't a good one, or that decision is maybe not a good one, and that's what you're going to get if you bring in somebody with some experience. And, you know, even before Kevin Adams was hired, I've talked about Rick Dudley, somebody of that nature who's done the job, who's you know, very good at play, you know, recognizing players and player development and those types of things, to be able to say, guys, you know, what you've been doing here, maybe this isn't right. Maybe you might want to try something different like this, you know, and that's what they need in this hockey department.
Paul Hamilton here on the West Hur Hotline. Looks like the Sabres are going to be making a few changes, some tweaks along the way. Seth Appert's name also brought up, Paul. What can you tell us about possibility that Seth Appert reportedly could have a little bit more of a hand in the hockey operations?
Well, that was brought up by a guy who also said J.J. Paterka was being, you know, shopped hard to the New York Rangers, which absolutely was false. You know, so I'll take it with a grain of salt. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's right. I am saying it makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever, which makes me wonder, you know, Seth Appert has enough problems trying to figure out Lindy Ruff's power play and coaching it. You know, I think Seth Appert did a good job with Paterka and with Kulik, you know, kind of as, you know, mentoring, because he was coaching them since they, you know, came into professional hockey. And I think he helped both those players be better last year. But I don't think I need him. What is he going to do with the hockey department? I mean, concentrate on the job you have, you know, and the coaching staff. That's enough. You don't need anything more to do. And if Kevin Adams thinks he should be in the hockey department, then put him there and hire somebody else on the coaching staff. But to me, it's asinine. I don't get it at all. How he wants him to split time between the coaching staff and in the hockey, doing what? I don't get it. I'm not convinced that's accurate, but I'm also not saying it's not. It just makes no sense to me.
We'll get more on what the Sabres plan on doing with some of their RFAs. The draft is coming up a lot more here heading into the offseason. But on the ice, of course, the Stanley Cup playoffs continue. Last night, the Stars go into Winnipeg. They win 3-2. And how about the Maple Leafs? 4-3 over the Florida Panthers, Paul. This Maple Leafs team has shown really most of the, I would say second half of the year especially, but really all year, they can win tight games. This is a bit of a differently built Maple Leafs team, it feels like.
It is, but look, they're better defensively than they've ever been, I think.
Maybe they're built mentally different, Paul. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it just feels like they're more comfortable in these situations than they have been.
Right. I think it's because they have made a concerted effort to be better defensively and are. I remember when the Sabres played them. The Sabres had, you know, they couldn't penetrate them to try to score and wound up being shut out by Stolarz, who has been injured. He didn't play that game. I think the biggest difference right now is Florida Bobrovsky. He hasn't been Bobrovsky in net. And he's been a little bit more like the Bobrovsky we all knew that was a great regular season goaltender, not a very good playoff goaltender until all of a sudden a couple years ago he was inserted into a game in their first round series and all of a sudden performed in the playoffs, something he had never done before, and never lost the net. He did it right through winning the Stanley Cup last year. So it just he finally figured out a way to become the regular season Bobrovsky in the playoffs. But I'll tell you what, these first two games in against Toronto, he hasn't been the regular season and playoff Bobrovsky. He's been kind of the old guy, and it's hurt Florida. I mean, Florida won the Stanley Cup because he was phenomenal last year, and along with them playing well too. But they can't afford to have him not playing at the top of his game if they want to repeat.
How about Hellebuck? Another loss for the Winnipeg Jets last night, and goaltender that they got through it in the first round, but wasn't because he was his normal self, obviously, what we've seen in the regular season.
Yeah, he wasn't awful last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, the goals that were scored on him were legit goals. But how about
Rantanen? Rantanen? That's where I should have started. You're right. I mean, oh, my gosh.
To a point where during the regular season, I was like, what happened to this guy?
Yeah.
Can he only just play with Nate MacKinnon? And is Nate MacKinnon the reason that this guy was a superstar in Colorado? And it was, you know, Carolina, he wasn't scoring. It didn't really go well in Dallas. And then all of a sudden the playoffs came, and he's doing things that nobody has ever done before in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, he is just – you know, back-to-back, not only four-point games, four-point periods in the playoffs. I mean, he has one in the second period of one game. Next game, he has one in the third period. And then he scores a hat trick in this game. It's just, it's mind-boggling what he's been doing.
Paul, the Utah Mammoth, what do you think about that?
I'm good.
All right.
I just didn't want it to be the hockey club.
I know, right? I know.
And I don't know, I don't understand why it took till now, why they had to be the hockey club for 1 year, but whatever. They don't care if I understand it or not, but I'm just very, very happy that it's not the hockey club. So I'm good with it.
All right, Paul. Thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate it. Utah Mammoth. Get ready for them next year. That's their name. Thanks a lot, man. Have a great rest of your week and weekend.
Take care, Sal.
All right, you got it. Paul Hamilton right there on the Wester Hotline. And as always, Paul's appearances on WGR are brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Hey, join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team on Saturday, June 28th. Once you join our team, you're going to receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Avenue in Lancaster. Not a rider, you can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000 before the ride. Visit WGR550.com for more details. All right, speaking of the Utah Mammoth, I tweeted this out yesterday. Maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't. Doesn't matter. I'm going to say it anyway. Good trivia question for you to impress all of your friends with today. I'll give you all the answer to it even when we come back here before the next time after that, which is going to bring us Ryan Green from Jacksonville on Gabe Davis being released and the Jags. But good trivia question, sports trivia question for you with the answer to help you impress your friends today. Coming up next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I see Owen's actually taking off his headphones. I was going to get him in on this. But either way, I got you here, Josh. I wanted to do both of them. That's all right. Maybe we can get his attention here. Did you see did you see what I tweeted out yesterday? I don't know if you did, but I don't know. See, I was trying to get Owen's attention there. He might have seen this. A little trivia question for you. The Mammoth now. There he goes. He's getting it on. Okay, Owen, did you see the trivia question or the little bit of information I gave yesterday after the Mammoth name was announced?
I don't think
okay,
I did.
Okay, let's do this real quick, okay, between the two of you. They become the 11th either NBA, NHL, NFL, or MLB team to have a name that doesn't end in S.
Ah. Ooh.
Can you name them between the two of you?
Wild.
The Mammoth.
Okay. Wild, yep.
Wild, we got Lightning. That. Yep. Hold on. Wild. Lightning, yep. That's two hockey down. You got Mammoth, obviously. I gave you that. That's three. Who else?
Okay.
I don't know why it ends there, but.
No, just, I mean.
There's two more hockey.
Yeah.
NHL.
Knights, Wild. Man, now I got to think about.
They're both
divisions, and
mm-hmm. I'll say you got to go west for both. One's a newer team, just maybe the last expansion.
Kraken.
Kraken. Seattle Kraken.
Kraken. Good, yes. Yep. Nice.
One more NHL.
West.
Another Western team that won a cup not too long ago.
Avalanche.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not the Avs. The Avalanche. That's right. All right, that's it for hockey.
Okay.
We have two in baseball, and the reason why, they actually, they sound like they end in S, but they don't.
Ooh. Good.
Padres?
No, that ends in S.
It's got an S.
Oh, you
on
said
there.
It's. Oh, it sounds. Okay.
Sounds.
Sorry.
Like it.
Your dad actually roots for this team.
The Red Sox.
Yes. And. Oh. And.
The White Sox.
There you
White
go.
Sox, yep. That makes sense.
The way you said that made it sound like it had an S, but it didn't.
All right.
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah
and then finally, we have four of them in basketball.
Basketball?
Oh.
This is not my
one
zone.
Is currently playing in the playoffs. They played last
Celtics,
night.
Celtics, Cavaliers, no.
Played last night.
Warriors, no.
They crushed it last night.
I don't need. I have.
Who's
I don't
playing the Nuggets?
NBA even a little
the
bit.
Thunder.
The Thunder.
Thunder.
There it is. I couldn't I think should of know who's that.
My,
the Nuggets.
My dad is big on the Thunder right
there
now.
There you go. He's got them. Speaking of weather-related teams in the NBA, not just the Thunder, another team down south. Yeah, the humidity is really bad because the heat is very bad. Miami Heat. And then you got to go to the land of Disney.
The Magic.
The Orlando Magic. And then, I don't know why this team, it's one of the worst names for a team in a certain city because.
The Jazz?
Yes.
Yeah, the Jazz.
The Utah Jazz. So, for all of you out there, listen up. Impress your friends tonight. Go around and tell them. There are 11 teams. Tell them. Ask them. Can you name the 11 teams? But there's no NFL, by the way.
Right. That's interesting.
The 11 teams in NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, whose name does not end in S. Mammoth, Lightning, Wild, Kraken, Avalanche, 5 in NHL. Red Sox, White Sox, Thunder, Magic, Heat, Jazz.
Good list. Go. Good list.
A lot of those teams, the baseball aren't, but a lot of those teams are newer teams. It's kind of a newer trend, right?
Yeah, I've.
It's a newer trend.
Definitely feel like it gets brought up more and more to have a sort of non-plural name of a team. It's,
no doubt.
It's interesting.
All right, we'll take a timeout. Ryan Green down in Jacksonville is going to join us next here to talk Gabe Davis and the Jags here on WGR.